I've got the conch. Jack sat down, grumbling.
Okay, are you understanding why Ralph called this meeting? He thinks the island world is falling apart, and he wants to bring back some order. So he reminds the boys of a few basic rules. Go to the bathroom in the right spot. Keep the fire going at all times. Help build shelters in case of rain. Quit building fires all over the place. Ralph's rules make sense to me. He just wants to make the island clean, safe, and civilized. But Jack seems to think he's talking too much. Let's find out what happens next. We're on the third line on page 82, where it says, "Then the last thing."
Then the last thing. This is what people can talk about. He waited till the platform was very still. Things are breaking up. I don't understand why. We began well. We were happy. And then... He moved the conch gently, looking beyond them at nothing, remembering the beastie, the snake, the fire, the talk of fear. Then people started getting frightened. A murmur, almost a moan, rose and passed away. Jack had stopped whittling. Ralph went on abruptly. But that's Littleton's talk. We'll get that straight. So the last part, the bit we can all talk about, is kind of deciding on the fear. The hair was creeping into his eyes again. We've got to talk about this fear and decide there's nothing in it. I'm frightened myself, sometimes. Only that's nonsense. Like bogeys. Then, when we've decided, we can start again and be careful about things like the fire. A picture of three boys walking along the bright beach flitted through his mind. And be happy. Ceremonially, Ralph laid the conch on the trunk beside him as a sign that the speech was over. What sunlight reached them was level. Jack stood up and took the conch. So, this is a meeting to find out what's what. I'll tell you what's what. You Littleton started all this with the fear talk. Beasts, where from? Of course we're frightened sometimes, but we put up with being frightened. Only Ralph says you scream in the night. What does that mean but nightmares? Anyway, you don't hunt or build or help. You're a lot of crybabies and sissies, that's what. And as for the fear, you'll have to put up with that like the rest of us. Ralph looked at Jack open-mouthed, but Jack took no notice. The thing is, fear can't hurt you any more than a dream. There aren't any beasts to be afraid of on this